Welcome to the Exit Coach Radio Show, the show for baby boomer business owners who are looking for cutting-edge information as they plan their 3 to 10 year business succession and exit. Every week, we interview top professional advisors for their best tips, strategies, and precautions so you can be well-planned. And don't miss our one-minute Exit Coach tip of the day on ExitCoachRadio.com. And now, here's your host, the Exit Coach, Bill Black.
Welcome and thanks for listening. This segment of the show is brought to you by Olive Crest and features Chris De La Pena, who's visiting us from Ameriprise Financial here in Irvine, California. Chris, welcome to the show.
Thanks for inviting me, Bill.
It's a pleasure. Great to have you. And we're going to talk about common investing mistakes. But Chris, before we get into that, we always like to start by getting to know a little bit about our guests. Can you share us a little bit about your background and how you got into this particular line of work?
Yeah, sort of interesting. I was at UCLA pre-med and actually last minute declined an offer to an Ivy League medical school to start this crazy financial planning business. Medicine really wasn't my passion. Finance was my passion. This was about a decade ago. And since that point, I've been studying pretty much every night, learning new tactics, new techniques, new strategies, and luckily and fortuitously sort of found my calling.
Well, the financial industry is a wonderful industry to be involved with, and you help people either way, whether you're a doctor or a financial planner. What type of clients do you look for? What's your ideal client profile today?
So we are really working with a lot of baby boomers, typically a minimum investment size of $100,000 or income of $200,000, which is a much lower threshold than a lot of other financial planners out there. We love what we do, and so we don't really want to discriminate to the ultra high net worth. So that's why we sort of keep our doors open for more of the mom and pop baby boomers.
So the professionals out there, the people that are making decent livings that need to really sit down and say, how do we make more of what we have and protect what we have, right?
100% correct.
And you come with a kind of a holistic approach to financial planning where you do a fact finding and determine what goals are and then offer different types of strategies and solutions.
Yeah, that's a great point. Yeah, a lot of people in the industry are simply just looking at investments. Our approach is certainly much more holistic. So we are looking at opportunities to reduce taxes for our clients. We're looking at estate planning techniques. We're looking at anything from retirement plans for businesses, insurance. And the big thing is making sure that our clients don't run out of money when they retire.
So it's really based on clients, understanding of clients' needs and goals, not what I call the size 9 shoe store, which is I have a size 9 shoe, do you fit? And then on to the next person. So you take just the opposite approach.
That's very well articulated. I may steal that and call it my own.
Well, that's what I did. Chris, what do you do for fun?
Quite a bit. I would consider myself a pretty active person. So always doing some sports, whether that's snowboarding in the winter, mountain biking, tennis. I would call myself a golfer, but I'm a pretty terrible golfer. Do quite a bit of travel as well. And there's a reason for that. When I'm working with all my clients, I typically ask them what they want to do when they retire. And there's one common denominator between just about everybody. You know what that is?
No, what is that?
Everybody wants to travel. And I thought about that and I said, you know, I don't want to wait till I'm 65 to go explore the world. So what I build into my schedule is sort of a series of mini retirements, basically a week or two at a time, just exploring a new part of the world, you know, getting my travel in now before I'm, 75 years old and can't really appreciate it.
I think that's a good idea for a lot of people these days is, you know, number one, let's face it, age 65 was set up by the King of Prussia as the retirement age, way back when the average life expectancy was about age 50. So 65 was kind of a stretch anyways. And nowadays, people need to think about hunkering in for the long haul. And why not enjoy yourself along the way, right?
That's absolutely right. You got to enjoy yourself along the way. And we are in it for the long haul. Fact is, we're living a lot longer. And retirement at 60 or 65 really isn't feasible for a lot of people these days.
Do you preach that to your clients as well? Do you help them get that kind of a perspective?
Yeah, I think that there's got to be a balance. So it doesn't have to be all about saving today, and tightening your belt at the expense of really enjoying yourself. But at the same time, I don't want my clients blowing all their money and being forced to work until they're 80 years old. So there is a fine line and a balance.
How important is it for a couple today, a family today, to have a safety net? And what size safety net would you say is a reasonable amount to have available for emergencies or opportunities.
So what you're talking about is prudent. It's a cash reserve, and it really depends on the client. You've heard the old adage, you want between 3 and 6 months of expenditures in cash in the bank. Unfortunately, that doesn't earn a lot of money, but fact is people get laid off, cars break down. We need to have that safety cushion. We may even want to increase that as well if you're in a more of a precarious position for your career. You have a big purchase coming up. There are a lot of reasons where you'd want a bigger cash net, a cash reserve, if you will. Also, for a lot of my business owner clients with variable cash flows, variable incomes, I think it's critical you have a big safety net to protect you there.
Yeah, a lot of people are, of course, all the advertisement is do an IRA, do a 401k, do all these tax advantage things. And they're very important long-term savings vehicles, but they don't do much good if people have to dip into them too early because they didn't reserve properly, right?
Well, they're very illiquid in terms of the penalties and the taxes for pulling out of accounts like that. And not only that, you know, when you're investing those funds, it's very possible that you see a decline in value right when you need to pull the money out, in which case you've not only taken a penalty, paid a tax, but now you lost money on your investments, which is kind of the worst three things that could happen.
The old rule is sometimes you need to be more concerned with the return of your money than the return on your money. And that comes into play when it comes to things like that. And of course, there's very low yields these days, and people are tempted to move into the stock market and other things because they're seeing high yields in that market. So what do you counsel people as far as putting aside funds, if you first meet with them and they say, well, we really don't have much in reserves, you tell them 3 to 6 months?
Three to six months. And if that's a little difficult because of cash flow reasons, another option would always be to open up and have the ability to access a home equity line of credit, just in case something happened that you would have that liquidity available to avoid really racking up credit card debt.
Now, do you also get involved in insurance planning for people? Is that part of what Ameriprise does as well?
Yeah, insurance is certainly a component of a comprehensive financial plan. So we are looking at things from a life insurance and a disability insurance perspective. We really need to start imagining, it's not the happiest conversation, but what if you weren't able to work tomorrow? Are you going to be able to pay your bills? What if your husband or your wife passes away? We also consider a big issue, which is on a lot of baby boomers' minds, which is long-term care insurance. Mm-hmm. Fact is, we are living longer. The body might not be made to survive as long as we're able to keep it alive these days. And a surprising percentage of seniors do need some sort of long-term care protection. And this is exceptionally expensive when you need it to pay those bills. So it's nice to protect yourself and have an option so that you don't have to deplete all of your retirement savings.
And there are a lot of approaches that are emerging, like blending your long-term care with your life insurance and things like that. So you kind of have either way, you're going to walk away with something, or
yeah, very good.
Someone will.
Some of the more innovative products do blend both of those. Nice hybrid approach, so that you are protecting kind of both ends of those risks.
Yeah, I think it's been a really evolutionary time period when it comes to product development. The baby boomers are driving yet another trend, and that is we only have a certain number of dollars to plan. Can we get multiple protections or outcomes for that particular product?
Yeah, you have to leverage yourself, and at the end of the day, you don't want to be spending a ton of money on insurance. That's money you should be enjoying in your golden years.
Right, right. The only person that appreciates paying for insurance is somebody who's using, filing a claim, right? I mean, that seems boiled down. We're going to come right back after this message. When we come back, I want to ask you about some client stories and tips and ideas and precautions for our listeners.
Okay. Very good.
We'll be right back after this message. I'm talking to Chris De La Pena from Ameriprise Financial. Please stay with us.
You're listening to ExitCoachRadio.com, the show for age 50-plus business owners. We're interviewing over 250 professional advisors for their tips, ideas, and precautions so you can be well-planned. We upload new 20-minute interviews and 1-minute highlights every day at ExitCoachRadio.com. Come listen for a minute.
Do your advisors think like a buyer? At J.K. Murphy Advisors, we use a think like a buyer, not an owner perspective to help private businesses of all sizes identify challenges, overcome obstacles, and achieve the objective of increasing the market value of their company, regardless of whether they choose to sell, raise capital to grow, or focus on growing their business without a transaction in mind. For information, contact Murph at 213-705-0391. That's 213-705-0391.
Welcome back, friends. Just a reminder that we've interviewed dozens of advisors on a wide variety of topics, and you will find all of their interviews and highlights online at exacoachradio.com or on iTunes at itunes.exacoachradio.com. I'm talking with Chris De La Pena, who's visiting us from Ameriprise Financial here in Irvine. And Chris, before the break, we talked about the importance when you're planning of thinking about emergencies and opportunities and things that can go wrong before you start building up this big nest egg. And if you could share with us a client story, someone who called you and you worked with them, and what was it like for them before they met you and after they met you?
Well, I have a lot of stories like that. I guess one that would come to mind first of all would be a little bit more of a tragic and a sad story. I had a client that was referred to me in her mid-40s, and her husband had tragically passed away while on the job. Very sad, actually fell out of a window and passed away. So a client comes in, she's exceptionally distraught, as you can imagine, but also financially she's devastated. She really never handled any of this 401k stuff or even paying the mortgage. So it was quite a bit of work to sort of turn this around. But the end result with her was, first of all, we dramatically got her investments in order. We did set her up with a living trust to protect her kids. She has three kids. And then in speaking with her, a big goal of hers was providing for the college education for her kids. So we set her up with some nice specific plans for the college education for her kids. So we could certainly never replace her husband. And you know, my heart aches for her. And she's still distraught about that. But from a financial planning standpoint, I think we were really able to turn everything around for her.
Yeah, it's a shame that they weren't thinking about these types of things before, because I'm sure nobody would have thought that this could go so horribly wrong.
Yeah, the guy was in his mid-40s, about as healthy as can be. It's one of those things, you don't think it's going to happen to you, but it can happen to any one of us in any day.
Absolutely right. Okay, you have another story for us?
Next one is not so grim. Client is in my mind because I saw him yesterday. Had worked at the same job for 44 years. And we had been planning for his retirement for about 5 years, and I'd been taking a look at the projections and everything. One day I came to him, and I won't use his name, but I told him, said, listen, you are ready to retire. You can go ahead and put in your notice. And the smile on his face was just, it was just priceless. I mean, he literally, and this is a big, tough, bearded man. And he literally came across the table and gave me a big hug. It was really, really nice and fulfilling. So once I showed him, look, here's where your money's going to come from. Here's how we can recreate your paycheck. I helped him to understand sort of the financial side of that. We got him to essentially what his dream had always been. And his dream had always been to move to Maui, get a little spot on the beach, and just enjoy the rest of his years there. So now I get to get postcards from Maui. And, you know, it's really rewarding being able to work with clients like that and to be able to see the tangible results of the planning that we're doing for them.
That is fantastic, and that's a great story, and you always have somewhere to visit.
Very true. I have a couch to stay on.
So what type of tips would you give our listeners when they're thinking about, you know, I really ought to talk to somebody like Chris about planning? What would you tell them?
So I've been a student of behavioral finance for a number of years now, and a behavioral finance in layman's terms basically means why we as individual investors that try and do it on our own stink at doing it. And by some studies I've read, the average investor trying to do his own and trade his own stocks underperforms the professionals, the institutional managers that we utilize, by upwards of 5% every single year. So severe underperformance. There are about 15 different reasons this happens. In the interest of brevity, I'll maybe break it down to about three of the most common mistakes that I see.
Perfect.
The first one that I see is I think people are a little bit overconfident with their investment abilities. So there was a study done a while ago, you might have heard about it, but they went around asking people if they were above average or below average drivers. And surprisingly, 93% of people came back and said that they were above average drivers, which if you think about it, is clearly impossible.
Mm-hmm.
So we tend to overestimate a lot of our abilities, be it athleticism, creativity. I think that also transcends to how well we think that we can invest. So we see a lot of people that are trying to do their own investments. They believe that they have the ability and the know-how to invest in a lot of these investments they might not fully understand. But my word of caution would be you are competing against very skilled and experienced investment managers. And if you really don't have a handle on what you're doing, you might want to be careful.
Yeah, good point. Good point.
The second big mistake that I see quite frequently is just essentially being emotional with your own money. And there was a sale at Macy's, I believe, last week. Everybody flooded into Macy's to buy things. If Macy's all of a sudden raised their prices and they said everything's going to be very expensive, they probably wouldn't get too much traffic in there. People do the exact opposite with their investments. When things go on sale, meaning the markets crash and they go down, people freak out. And instead of buying, they want to sell. I'll tell you, it was a very scary time back in 2007, 2008 for a lot of our clients, a lot of people that we worked with. And while a lot of people were pulling their money out and selling when the markets were down, I'll tell you what we were doing. We were buying. We were buying things on sale. The flip side of that is true as well. When the markets go up a ton, that's oftentimes where people call me and say, Chris, I want to get aggressive. I want to start making some speculative bets because everybody's making money in this market. We have seen a good run-up in the markets over the last couple years. I'm not going to tell you that a correction is imminent because I frankly don't know. But the point is, now is not the time to become completely aggressive and try and really hit a grand slam with your investments. I think you want to stay the course and not be too aggressive at this point.
Yeah, that's a very good point. Warren Buffett said it best, when the market is fearful, be greedy, and when it's greedy, be fearful, right?
Couldn't have said it better myself. It was it's one of my favorite quotes of all time.
What else? Do you have one more for us?
Yeah, I would say one more issue is people tend to chase the hot performers. It's sort of related to the last issue that I brought up. But I see a lot of people that when they're choosing investments, for example, in their 401ks or any investments that they're doing, all they're looking at is the past performance. And we see a lot of money flowing into funds and investments that have done well over the past 1, 3, and 5 year periods. This is not the way to have success in investing, is to buy things that have already had run their course. When I'm evaluating an investment personally, there are actually 99 different factors that I look at when I'm deciding if I want to put my clients' money in those investments or avoid them. And I'll tell you what, when I look, I don't look at past performance until probably about 14th or 15th down the list. So in my opinion, there's a lot more that's important than just past performance. If it were only that easy as to just choose the highest number, I simply wouldn't have a job. So there's a lot more to it. I think if you're just looking at big numbers and trying to invest that way, you're really missing the boat.
And so do you think that the future, this emerging crowdfunding and all this kind of stuff that's coming up, that's going to allow people to choose their own issues and buy ideas and strategies, do you think it's going to be a lot of pain for a lot of people that don't have that vetting process?
I really do. I think it'll be obviously stimulative for the small business market. But at the same time, I think it's going to be severely painful for a lot of people. And those are the type of investments where you don't lose 20-30%, where you literally lose it all. And I think a lot of people are going to learn the hard way that that's not really a sustainable way to invest.
Well, I can almost guarantee you that most people don't have a 99-step process to evaluate what they're putting their money in. A lot of it's emotional, right? Or a friend's recommendation or something like that.
Yeah, if you hear about an investment around the water cooler from your buddy at work, I would probably avoid that with that investment.
So you said people are their own worst enemies in dynamic markets like we're seeing, and they get out at the wrong time, get in at the wrong time. So they need someone to kind of guide them along the way and say, Chris, what do you think about this particular situation? What should I be doing right now? And of course, someone like you who knows, has taken the time to get to know the client and understand what their situation. So this one's just not right for you, right?
Yeah, very, very much so. It's difficult to not have emotions with your investments. You have a nest egg that you've worked your whole life to build up. And when you see that thing fluctuating a ton and it's moving big percentages either up or down, it's very difficult to be stoic about that and not react.
Chris, it's been a great interview. We'd love to have you in here. And what can our clients, or how can they reach you? What's the best way?
So if you want to reach out, you could reach me in my office. My direct line is 949-660-4650. I'll open that up to all your guests. If anybody wants to talk, you have some questions about what you heard today, or you think it makes sense to maybe sit down and discuss a little bit more in depth about what we do, I'm happy to sit with you if it makes sense. Also, I'd like to offer up what we call a dream book. So if you're not quite there yet, you don't want to sit down, or you're out of state, or you already have somebody you're working with, I would invite you to just give us a call and request our dream book. It's a free book. It's an incredible tool that we utilize in helping our clients plan for their retirements, and hopefully it'll help you out as well.
So there you go, listeners. If you just want to talk to someone, Chris is a great guy to talk to. He's very level-headed, and he'll basically tell you what you need to hear about, and is offering this dream book so that you can get started on on dreaming and figuring out what your plan, what your goals need to be, so you can talk to someone like Chris with some good, clear goals. So give him a call. Chris, thanks very much for coming on the show.
Very good. Thank you, Bill. Take care.
I've been talking with Chris De La Pena from Ameriprise Financial. We're going to take a short break, so please stay tuned.
You're listening to ExitCoachRadio.com, the information station for age 50-plus business owners, where we're interviewing over 250 top advisors for their best tips, ideas, and precautions so you can be well-planned. We upload new one-minute tips every day. ExitCoachRadio.com. Come listen for a minute.
Thank you for listening to Exit Coach Radio.